There are stories stretching from Kuprianna to Karluk, weaving in and out of Vaikota, Uganic, and Uyak bays, stopping at canneries, fish camps, lodges, and shipwrecks all along the way. It's history. It's hyperbole. It's Kodiak's West Side Stories. Pam and Dave Pingree and their children have owned and operated the Quartz Creek Lodge in the northeast arm of Uganic since 1998. But Pam and Dave's time in Uganic stretches further back than that, to a time in which Kodiak fishermen banded together to turn local canneries into co-ops. Around the same time, Larson Bay and Zachar Bay canneries were fishermen-owned as well. But Pam got a first-hand look at the Uganic Cannery Co-op operation.
I think 80 or 81, when the local fishermen formed their co-op, Kodiak Alaskan Seafoods Incorporated, KASI. And Hilder Olson offered me the job in the office out here. So I came out and I got to see that there was more going on the island than I ever knew. Group of local fishermen banded together and formed the co-op with the idea of hiring locally. So that was the whole idea, was to hire local help. They just thought that you'd eliminate the big name and you'd keep the more of the money in the fishermen's pockets. You know, you're working for yourself more. The independent idea of being a fisherman and all working together was a really good idea. It just wasn't the right time. It was busy. You know, the cans, the cans were flattened and they had to be reformed. So you go through this very noisy machine to pop them open and had to have the bottoms put on and then the lids and all the fish and...
It was like a whole city.
Unfortunately, KASI, frequently called Cassie, only lasted a couple of years.
2 years. I'm pretty sure it was just 2 years.
Yeah, because right at that time, there was a big botulism scare. And you could hardly give salmon away. Mm-hmm. That was a major collapse. And anybody trying to start out, all the canneries had their A-list and B-list. And if you weren't on the A-list, you couldn't give fish to anybody. It was a tough time to be in the business.
Piled on top of the botulism outbreak, which seriously damaged the marketing of canned seafood around the world, the next year there was also a failure in the salmon run. Although it was the end of the co-op in Uganic, it was just the beginning of the Pingree's experiences out there.
So they needed a watchman, so we got to come and spend our first 2 years of marriage as watchmen out here. It was really fun. Very quiet, though, after having worked there. And had it be this little bustling metropolis and have it be so quiet.
The Pingrees moved to Chiniac and started having children, but they always desired to return to live year-round on the west side. But they weren't sure how their children would feel about it.
We had just got done building a house for the Fields down and spent a whole year down in Uyak building down there.
And our kids loved it. So that's what was a drawback for us. We didn't know if our kids would love being out in the middle of nowhere, and they loved it, so we flew over this piece of property the 10th of December in 98, and the sun was shining on it, and we said, okay, that's it. Now it is. None of our kids wanted to go back to town. They were having so much fun down there, so we said, it's time.
So now, years later, the Pingree family remains in Uganic, not too far from the cannery that brought Pam here years ago.
And you have to be a Mr. Fix-It to live out here. It isn't easy. We have guests that come here and think, oh, wow, I could do that. And they have no idea what David has done to make this all happen and what it requires on a daily basis, you know. You are your own garbage man and your own electrician and your own plumber and your own everything. It's a lot of work, but it's real rewarding. It's very rewarding.
Thanks for listening to West Side Stories, a project of the Baranoff Museum, recorded at the studio of Kodiak Public Broadcasting. Thanks to project partners KMXT, the Kodiak Maritime Museum, Kodiak National Wildlife Refuge, and to all who have contributed their own stories. Remember to share your own West Side story via social media using hashtag Kodiak West Side.